Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Your love give me such a thrill, but your love don't pay my bills. I need
That's what I want.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Brian Matamore. He's the author of Idea Stormers, How to Lead and Inspire Creative Breakthroughs. He's our idea guy. Brian, thanks again for joining us and staying with us.
It's always fun to be here. And we work with bigger companies, but boy, I'm happy to share this with the smaller and medium-sized companies, because if they're going to compete, they got to get ideas.
Well, and here's the great thing about small business owners. We can take an idea from a neuron explosion in our head to holding it in front of a customer and saying, what do you think? And a lot quicker than anybody else can.
Absolutely.
Including not as much of a commitment financially or time-wise or otherwise to testing. Just to test it. Like I said, hold it in front of a customer. Say, what do you think? Oh, you don't like it. Okay, we'll throw that away. Let's start. Let's go to the next version. Right?
Absolutely. And
we're the envy of big companies in that way.
That speed to market is a tremendous competitive advantage for the smaller guys. The willingness to be able to adapt quickly. Having ideas, having ideas gives you an excuse to have a meeting, right?
Right.
if you're trying to get into certain clients, you're trying to sell something, oh, I got something new. And even if they don't like it, they'll tell you why they don't like it. You'll identify new needs and hopefully come up with something that will fulfill that need.
Here's what I've done. Go find a customer. Think of a customer that you can't run off. Your brother or your best friend. Find somebody that loves you that you couldn't run off and say, hey, would you do us a favor? We're trying to test out a new service, a new product, or whatever. Would you be our guinea pig? It won't cost you anything for the first. Would you try this and give us some feedback? You could do that. You could do that in 24 hours. No big company can do that.
Absolutely. And what'll surprise some people is that people love telling you what they think.
Mm-hmm.
And even if they're relatives, they might not tell you the full truth, but you can kind of assess body language and all the rest. But it is amazing. I've always said it's amazing what you can learn by talking to people. and we do focus groups and all that kind of stuff. But you don't have to go to that big expense. You go.
That's right.
You talk. You can talk to people in the checkout line.
Mm-hmm.
And we've always found that you can get tremendous insights about how to change something to move it. From that last 1 or 2% where it's not quite there. Because the difference between success and failure may be very small, and so it's that research component that will often bring over the top for you.
Well, if you're a retailer and you're thinking about moving your floor plan around, when one of your steady customers comes in, walk over to them and say, hey, can I show you what we're thinking about doing? Would you give me an idea what you think? They, like you said, they love doing that. Or if you've got a B2B operation and you're trying to figure out how to improve the efficiency of your delivery service.
Yeah.
And all you need is for customers to take one extra product of the things that they use to keep one extra one in stock. It could save you a trip a week to every one of them. That in a year's time, that turns out to thousands of dollars. That's a good idea to road test with a good customer. I mean,
absolutely. The other thing too is that people see complaints as a bad thing, right? and you get pissed off at people.
They're golden.
And of course, they're a tremendous source of both ideas, ways to improve, and if you do it right, new sales.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because people are telling you what you aren't quite doing right, obviously. And so, some of the small business owners out there who just can't stand some of their customers, right?
Yeah.
They service them because they have to.
Well, there are some pesky ones out there. But, Brian, I have my theory on that is you should never have a customer from hell. I wrote an article about this. Anybody who you think is a customer from hell, you should charge them enough that you can't wait for them to come back.
Yeah, I like that. We've had very few customers we've fired over the years, but we have with some because either because we couldn't make money with them, or
don't fire them. Make them leave because they didn't want to pay your price.
Yeah, or you just you say this is not fun anymore, and hopefully you can afford to fire some of those folks.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So we got about a minute left, Brian.
Yeah.
Last thoughts on take us through an idea goal session from CEO to execution.
Well, again, I think first you want to decide the kind of ideas you want. If it's new products, I'll give you a really fun trick. Just put the word smart in front of anything that you're doing, and you can probably get a new product idea or new distribution idea, new service idea, whatever it is. Smart glasses, a smart fork, a smart way to distribute. It's amazing the ideas you can get just from that very simple exercise, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing you can do is just, I would put up, and we've talked about this before, but I think it bears repeating, I'd put up a whiteboard in your office as the CEO,
mm-hmm.
Put a challenge up there and get people to write ideas down. And they'll build on each other, they'll feel good about it, you'll have fun, and you'll get a lot of good stuff. And just, change that once a week.
And so would you say, okay, here's where you get started with an idea. If you see something that's not working, come in here and put up what you think might be the answer to that.
Absolutely. Or, so it could be problems, but it also could be, how do we get ideas to make a new sale? How
right.
do we get better distribution? Whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
whatever challenge you want. And by the way, as the CEO, that's a way to popularize your agenda.
Right.
Well
said. Website, Brian.
Well, thank you, Jim.
Your website.
The website is www.growth-engine.com.
Check it out, ladies and gentlemen. Brian Matamore, thanks for being here. Good job today. Come back soon.
Well, Jim, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Brian Matamore. He'll be back, ladies and gentlemen, another day. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.